Welcome to How Do I Get Your Job, a podcast by the UW Daily. I'm your host, Kate Connors. Every episode, I have a conversation with a professional about their job, and you guessed it, how they got them. If you like what you're hearing, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Today, I'm talking to Jake Wren, the editor-in-chief of the UW Daily. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Of course.
And to start us off, we'll have you introduce yourself, who you are, where you're from, and what work you're doing right now.
Cool. Well, thank you for having me on. My name is Jake Wren. I am the editor-in-chief of the Daily. Where I'm from is kind of a difficult question because I was born in Las Vegas, but I kind of grew up in Chicago and then settled here for the last few years. So,
awesome. How did you end up at UW?
You know, it's one of my dad's favorite schools. He's from this area, so living semi-vicariously through him. Which is like nothing like anyone wants to admit, but you know, I'm enjoying my time. I've always kind of had it as one of my dream schools, but I went to high school here from sophomore year through senior year. So, and then just kind of piggybacked off the in-state tuition. And then,
you just made your way in.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, can you tell us a bit more about your current job? What roles you perform and how you found yourself in that role?
Yeah. So I'm the editor-in-chief of the Daily. I do almost everything you could ever imagine. Main thing, though, is editing. I look at every single piece that goes through, including podcast episodes. It's a very interesting experience. You see a lot of good writing, you see a lot of bad writing, but it's all about trying to help people become the best writer or content creator they are, not in the like social media sense, but yeah, how I got here, I went through like the traditional process. I was a dev kid under Kyle and Sam. I'm so sorry. It's been so long.
Listening, sorry. Ugh,
I feel embarrassed. But no, I just worked from there. I really enjoyed it. And then, yeah, no, I wrote about 30 or so articles, mostly focused on arts, a few opinion. Never really into news. I love supporting it. I love helping people find news. I love jumping on stories before they happen. But it doesn't really entice me as a writer. So arts, opinion. And then from there, I really wanted to be the arts editor. Sadly, was not selected. But I did end up in the engagement editor position, which is basically just running all the social media accounts and all the newsletters. So if you got a newsletter last year, any day, it was probably me. I apologize if it was spammy. We tried our best not to. But yeah, and then after that, went through a series of forums and interviews and stressful board meetings. But after all that deliberation, I got the call and became the editor-in-chief.
Awesome. So for people who don't work at the Daily, what does being a dev kid mean?
A dev kid is someone who goes through our development class, which is basically a 10-week process of learning about our own style guide while also learning about the AP style guide and really getting you ready to write for college journalist standards. It's a very interesting process. You learn everything from how to interview, how to CQ an article, which is just finding sources and backing up what you're saying with reputable places. And then it's kind of just throwing you out in the wild after a little bit and getting you used to it. It's like the easiest way to get a journalist experience in college.
You also mentioned being able to seek out news before it happens. How do you manage to do that?
So I have the luxury of being in like almost every aspect of UW's campus. I'm involved with various organizations. I do have an eye and ear in the Greek community. So we also get like hit up by various organizations on campus who want stories to be told. We also monitor like everything online. We have a story in the works by someone who emailed us about something that just moved in nearby campus. So can't talk about it too much, but
we keep it a secret.
Yes. Keep an eye out for that. We also tracked a story down from this company that was marketing their at-home sexual assault kits. We quickly found out through a few searches that they rebranded And I want to say like 2019, after receiving cease and desist letters from New York and Michigan's attorney generals. And we said, oh, and we figured out that after all of that, King 5 didn't do their research and published a story supporting their work at UW because they partnered with a sorority to market these kits, which are ridiculous because it's free at most UW, well, all UW locations and most Washington hospitals. But no, we really hammered it. They harassed us for a bit after we reported on it, but it made its way up. ASUW did some work, and then a few days ago, or I don't even know if they've announced it yet, but we received emails from KUOW, who also was following it, who kind of stole our story a little bit. No beef there, but...
but a little beef.
A little beef. But the Attorney General's set to announce a cease and desist.
Wow.
So...
So when you're looking at the importance of student journalism through storytelling, how do you think the Daily plays an important part in that, in telling the stories that haven't been told?
We have like a direct line to the student population. And I think that's where the future lies. We're the next generation to step up and take over. Other places, I don't know what's going on with King 5. I don't know what's going on with major media corporations, but it's very frustrating that they don't come to talk to us because we are reporting very important information about what's going to happen and they just kind of ignore it. It's very much rooted in the fact that we have a very strong voice that's connected straight to the students themselves.
So why is it important for there to be a large branch of student published like newspapers and media?
Oh, student publications, extremely important. Recently, over the summer, we met with a bunch of people over in Minnesota from all over the country running their student publications. It's important because we're still young, we're still eager, we're hungry. We don't put up with bullshit. So if we see something being a little sketchy, we're going to follow it. We're going to trace it. I don't know if it's chalked up to like time issues or like meeting deadlines and a professional workspace, but we will fully commit our time to figuring something out on top of our studies, on top of our other jobs that we have to do because we don't get paid enough. It's just a very, 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 very crucial part, and we're just being overlooked.
Since you've started as the editor-in-chief, what is one thing that surprised you?
There's plenty of things that surprised me. Do you want a positive or a negative?
How about both?
Negative is you see the shortcomings of previous leaders' work. It's really hard to step into a position and having to kind of restart. There's a lot of work. I think everyone is a very talented individual at their position, but I really want to bring out more and create more quality journalism. And it's very frustrating seeing people you respect turn in like half-baked work. This is neither positive nor negative, so I take back the positive aspect. But how much communication is involved? And that's just, it's something that I saw last year where it's like, okay. Like, we could, yeah, weekly meetings are all right, but actually getting time to sit down with people and get to know them inside the newsroom and out. It's been surprising in the sense where I didn't see it as much last year, and now I'm in this position, and I have free rein to just say, hey, how are you doing? What can I do to help you? And just having a genuine conversation with them or getting coffee and being like, you've had a long week. Here you go. You deserve this. It's heavily leaning on communication. The editing stuff, the like business meetings, all of that sure is surprising in a sense, but the freedom to bond with your coworkers, because at the end of the day, they are just students. This is like, I've seen this on Twitter all the time. But people are like, it's such a weird environment where there's high stakes and there's high stress. But at the end of the day, like, you're all students.
Yeah, you're like, you're all in your 20s.
Yeah.
Going to class, but you're also coming back and working in a newspaper.
Yeah. And that's hard for some people to get over. Like, it's like, you're my boss. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm literally just,
I'm a
21-year-old dude.
Yeah.
I just watch, like, football and play video games. Like,
yeah.
I'm just everyone else. Mm-hmm. So.
So. when you're not watching football or playing video games, what are some of the bigger challenges that you're facing as the editor-in-chief?
I think the biggest thing that I feel like most people would struggle with is time management, because news is essentially 24/7. It's really hard to find sleep. Lately, we've been doing pretty good, and with football season coming to a close, basketball kind of starting, but basketball doesn't go too late, and that's usually like an article or so. Football's usually like three articles, so you're up to like 3 a.m. It's winding down to a point where we can just kind of go to bed and be okay with it. But it is tricky because, you know, sometimes you publish articles, like especially the sports, sorry sports, don't mean to call you out, but like it's difficult when you're in a booth for hours upon hours and then publish a piece and then there's like a minor typo, and it hurts a little bit to see, but I don't think most sports readers care about comma placement. So.
Probably not.
No, time management for sure. I'm a few weeks in, so we're doing better. We're doing better.
Perfect. So with time management, how are you able to manage time for yourself? Because you are doing this job that requires you to be working at probably all hours of day or night.
That's a great question. I mostly take the weekend off. Our weekend is essentially Friday and Saturday, because we kick up production on Sunday. If someone contacts me, I will respond, but it won't be, I will deprioritize working Friday, Saturday. Saturday itself, if you contact me, I'm off the grid.
I need my day.
Yep. I go to the gym quite often, watch movies, just keep going, get some artistic inspiration, listen to a lot of music all the time, because like I'm one of those people who, I'm not a huge fan of sitting in silence. Like, I need noise in my brain. Mm-hmm. Will I go deaf fairly soon? Probably. But for now, I'm having a good time. That's all that really matters.
Yeah. Do you have any pieces of advice for students who are struggling in navigating their career in journalism, or if they're looking to start working either for The Daily or just at a student publication?
Yeah. I mean, I am 21 years old, so I can't really give you the greatest advice known to man. But I can tell you that I'm majoring in political science and cinema and media studies. So I'll say, if you're interested in journalism and you love to write and you're a good writer, feel free to just mess around with journalism. Even if you're not in the major, just go ahead and do it. Nothing's really stopping you. If you just find the right channels, The Daily is a great channel because it's all students. We're all here to help you. There's no one who's going to be like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen, and throw it at your face. They'll try to help you and give you some tips on how to like fix it up a little so it's publishable. And that's something you don't get in an academic setting. Whether you have like three articles due a quarter and then just like, get graded off of it and then move on. You'll have work that's published on a website that you can show to employers in the future. And again, you don't have to be in the journalism major to even apply.
You're a perfect example of, you know, not needing to be a journalism major. I'm not a journalism major. I'm a vocal performance major. So it's totally not even involved with anything involving student journalism. I think it's super important that there are people like you who are in positions of leadership who aren't a journalism major, and yet you're still out here doing it and putting in the work.
Yeah, I agree. I think if you get someone with a more like versatile background in a position of, not really power. I mean, I kind of have power, but I don't really like enforce it. If you get someone in like a higher up position who has a very different and intricate and skilled background, I think you'll have a much better experience.
Yeah, I totally agree. And finally, do you have any new projects, social media, or anything else you want to share?
You can follow me on Instagram at jake.m.ren. Twitter is just at Jake M. Wren. I barely tweet. I like really horrible, funny things. Not in like a weird, angsty Dave Chappelle type
just
way.
Just don't like look wholesome. In the likes.
No, you can. It's kind of funny.
Okay.
And then special projects. Not working on anything right now. I'm writing a review for a concert. You can read that in a few days. Did not enjoy it, so it'll be fun.
Well, good to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Constantly follow us. We have the Wellness Edition coming out relatively soon. That'll be on stands, mostly in magazine format, hopefully. So we might have a new magazine coming out quite soon, focused on sleep.
Ooh.
I don't think anyone's announced that yet, so that's
So
that inside means. Scoop.
Ooh. All right. And this is something I'm new. I'm implementing. Do you have a fun secret that nobody knows about you?
I have a fun secret.
Yeah.
Rap all of Childish Gambino's Because the Internet.
Can you give us a taste?
No.
Okay.
I would need the music playing.
Absolutely fair.
And if you like catch me on the street or at a party. Oh, a secret, super secret.
Mm-hmm.
I DJ quite often.
Well, where can we see you DJ?
Occasionally at the Kappa Sigma fraternity. And then no one's going to be able to do this, but I DJ middle school dances. I'm not joking. And they pay quite well.
Okay, well, good to know for a side gig for anyone listening, DJ middle school dances.
Yeah, if you want me to DJ your child's middle school dance, I'm always available.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course, thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of How Do I Get Your Job? Be sure to follow us wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on social media at Soundbite and at The Daily on all platforms.